streaming online 24/7 at WXLNradio.com. This is Hometown Radio, Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville.
First down run here by Osborne. Off left tackle, short gain, just short of midfield. It'll be second and eight.
I'd like to wish everybody safe travels, and a lot of people traveling this weekend. It's fall break next weekend, so they got a lot of listeners listening on WXLNradio.com tonight. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, listening to the voice of the Titans, Mr. Doug Hammond.
Second and eight, ball at the 49-yard line. Faulkner turns. And Johnson, he breaks through the first wave of defenders, bouncing off tacklers down to the 35. Finally tripped up there. Biggest gain of the night here for the Mustang. Trey Axline going to check in defensive tackle this next series here. 11:09 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0. Collins leads it. North Odom, their first time in the Collins territory. First and 10 from the Collins 35. And I think they thought they dropped Collins offside. Didn't do so. Hands to Johnson instead. Another good gain on first down, down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Now you're starting to see Scott North Odom get some decent yardage here on first down, which just makes their offense so much more effective.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not trying to out-trick them now. I mean, Johnson was running the football earlier, and I thought they tried to get a little tricky and lost yardage and had a long third down. But right now, it's pretty much him running the football.
Second and four. Faulkner turns. He'll hand to Osborne. Straight through the middle of Collins' defense, down to the 20. Tackled there by Pookie Murphy. Big gaps now are opening up on the offensive line for the Mustangs. And as you mentioned earlier, Collins, everybody at the line of scrimmage. So, really, Pookie Murphy, the only player, he's only about 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. But once you get by the initial wave, it's pretty much one-on-one. Faulkner turns, pitches to Osborne. Good gain again off the left side, down close to the 10-yard line. That'll be close to another first down. As North Odom now getting yards in chunks.
Running everything to the left too. You're running away from Stucker, which is probably a smart thing.
They marked just short of the first down, be second and really short. Ball just outside the 11-yard line. Faulkner under center once again. Two backs in the backfield. He'll turn, he'll hand to Johnson. Johnson's got the first down inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line. Just power football lining up, tight formation. No one split out past the offensive line and just running it straight at Collins. Wes Johnson, pretty good size back.
He is good size back. Running over here behind, looks like their biggest lineman, number 62, 60 also. And
that'd be Jacob Vance playing left tackle.
Getting a lot of push.
Faulkner turns. He'll pitch to Osborne. Osborne going on the left side. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, struggling forward, maybe down to the 7. Better pursuit that time by the Collins defense. Jalen Stone and also Nashawn Roseberry also there to clean things up. Second and goal, ball at the 8-yard line. Same formation here for the Mustangs. Faulkner takes a snap. He'll hand Osborne straight through the middle of the defense, down to the 5. Tackled there by Nick E. Better job by the defensive line from Collins. Trey Axline and Leland Carwell both playing defensive tackle here. Third and goal, ball just outside the 5-yard line.
Big play here for both teams, really. Collins trying to get him out of the end zone. North Oakland trying to get back in the game.
Same formation they went with here. Two backs in the backfield, really right behind him. He'll turn, he'll hand to Osborne. Osborne shakes off a tackler, struggling forward, and it's going to be just short.
Had a chance to get him at around the 5, but it looked like he broke through Leland.
Leland had him right at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept his feet moving. Fell just short, actually closer to the 2-yard line. It's going to be 4th and goal from the 2. No signs of kicking this one. North Odom set to go for it here on 4th and goal. Faulkner leads the offense back to the line of scrimmage. 4th and goal, ball to the 2-yard line. Faulkner turns, hands to Osborne. Hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's not going to make it. And North Odom will turn it over on down. Jalen Stone and Nick E. both there to make the play. Big play by the Collins defense. Gave up some chunks of yardage to get down inside the 10-yard line. But really, once they got inside the 10, they really firmed things up. North Odom could not push it into the end zone. Lucas will lead the offense back out to the field. J.R. 4-4. Through the air, 53 yards. One of those, a touchdown pass. They went to Dalton Maggard for 37 of those 53. First and 10, Titans. Turns. Makes a handoff. Gives it to Roseberry. Nashawn trying to cut to the outside. Spinning. will have be close to the first down, up to the 14-yard line. Collins got the scoring underway midway through the first period when Connor White took a handoff 4 yards out to put Collins up 7-0. And then just shortly after that, that's when Lucas hit Maggard down the left sideline to put Collins up 14-0. That's where we stand right now. 7 minutes to go here before the half.
It was nice blocking out there by Peyton Hawk on that last run by Nod.
First and 10 Titans.
Turns.
Gets to Lucas, fumbles the snap, and will just try to get as much yardage as he can as the play kind of broke up, get maybe a yard up to the 15-yard line.
Good job, really, by J.R. at that little bit low snap and mishandle, but just get the ball at the field and gain almost 2 yards. So sort of a loss of 4 or 5, he gained 2.
Second and 9. Collins will go to their 5-wide set. 2 receivers to the right, 3 to the left. Ball is on the right hash mark. Motion from Connor White. He'll pitch it forward to Connor. Connor is going to be hit in the backfield for a loss back at about the 10-yard line.
Oh, they're going to be, oh, is it going to give him the 10? Yes, so. I thought it was more like the 5 that gave us forward progress.
A loss of 5 on that last play is going to bring up 3rd and 14.
Don't do nothing crazy here. Just take care of the ball and punt it if you can't.
5.5 to go here before the half. They'll go back to their 2-back set. So back on each side of Lucas in the shotgun. He'll turn, takes a handoff to one side, gets to Roseberry coming through the other side. Not much there. Get up close to the 15-yard line, and Collins will have to punt this one away.
I like the play call, though. Just run the football, punt it. You know, if you lost your yards on the second down, just punt it, continue to play good defense. North Dolan's not a big strike offense. They're going to, you know, run the football and take some time. Right now, we only got it's under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
So. Line and Rittenau are back deep. They're standing at their own 45-yard line where Bruner set to punt this one away. Good snap back to Bruner. Gets it away. High spiraling kick is going to hit at the own 45-yard line. Take a North Odom roll and roll all the way back to the 31-yard line.
This is unlucky right there. You never know how the ball is going to bounce.
So we'll go for a net punt of 16 yards. Ball hit up the 45-yard line and bounced directly backwards.
Seems like Collins got good tap on those punts all year. It seems like every time it bounces the opposite way you want it to.
So good field position for the first time tonight here for North Odom. 1st and 10 from the Collins 31. Faulkner dropping back, looking to throw. Shovel pass forward, and Wine had some room to run, but fell down right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he definitely had room to run. He got tackled by the 35-yard line.
No gain on the play. 2nd and 10 from the Collins 32. Faulkner right back under center this time. Same formation. We punched the entirety of the game. He'll turn, fake a handoff, roll to his right, looking to throw. Got a man wide open. And threw it short and in right into the ground, incomplete.
Faulkner just didn't get his feet set. He had to be wide open. If he'd hit him running, he might still be running. But
it was Corbin Zamudo. He was literally wide open.
He was clear.
25-yard line and threw it right into the ground. So 3rd and 10 for the Mustangs.
I'd say they're probably definitely in 2-down territory here.
Faulkner under center. Osborne directly behind him. Looking to throw again down the middle of the field and incomplete. Over the head of Jackson Wine down the 20-yard line. I think at this point, every time he drops back to throw, it's doing Collins a huge favor.
I agree.
4th and 10 from the 32. You, I was kind of shocked they didn't run the football there. Especially knowing you're going to be in, you know, 2-down territory. North Odom going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 14-0. Collins leads it. 3:41 to go here in the second quarter. The Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
While a cow eats 25 pounds of hay each day, a Case IH round baler can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. And while cattle only have one job to do, a Maxim series tractor has 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for every other job you need to get done, count on Case IH equipment. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville or CaseIH.com/livestock. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Faulkner on fourth down, rolls to the left side, flushed out by Leland Carwell, and then tackled right at the line of scrimmage. And North Oldham will turn it over on downs for the second straight possession, and Collins will take over first and 10 from the North Oldham 33-yard line. 3:25 to go here before the half. Collins leads it 14 to nothing. Lucas takes a snap, dropping straight back. Now steps up in the pocket and loses the football.
Looks like we got it back, man. No?
And they're signaling North Oldham football.
I thought maybe Trey got it.
So hey, after forcing a turnover on downs, Collins fumbles it right back to North Oldham. And possibly a pivotal play here if North Oldham can capitalize on this turnover.
J.R. loose with the football there. He got tucked away when she take off in that crowd.
North, first and 10 from the Collins 31. Faulkner drives back again. Screen pass to the right side. Complete to Wine. Wine through the right side. Not much there. We'll get down inside the 30 to maybe the 27. Gain of 4.
Looks like he had some room to run, but nice play there by Zach Stucker. Zach Stucker come up and keep it to only a 5-yard gain. When it first happened, it looked like he had some guys out in front of him. Could have went for a long way.
Still amazes me they've dropped back to throw, I think, on 5 consecutive downs. Second and 4. He'll hand to Wine. Wine hit right at the line of scrimmage, and this will go for no gain. They're actually still pushing the pile here now. Had him for no gain, and then North Oldham, the lineman, came in and pushed the pile down inside the 25-yard line. Still going to bring up third down, but instead of third and 6, it's going to be third and 3. Ball at the 24-yard line. Faulkner back under center. He'll turn. He'll pitch to Wine around the right side. And ball comes out and goes out of bounds.
Looks like he went out of bounds.
He backwards.
He got the first down, but then like your ball went out of bounds backwards, yeah.
Motion from Wine. He takes the handoff on a jet sweep and will be tackled in the backfield. Good play.
Zach Smith.
By Zach Smith. Tackles him back at the 21-yard line.
That's those plays last year. Aaron Beasley was running at a lot faster rate.
Yeah.
Speed, I mean.
1:22 to go here before the half. Clock continues to run. North Oldham still with 2 timeouts. Second and 11. Faulkner now will shift back into the shotgun. Wes Johnson to the left in the backfield. Got motion. He's going to throw it out to the right side to Zamudo. Short gain down inside the 20, maybe to the 18-yard line. And North Oldham, I believe, is going to take a timeout. They will. 50 seconds to go before the half. Collins leads it 14 to nothing. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
Ah, a dust broom. You shouldn't have.
Getting your driver's license. Landing that job promotion.
We're working through the weekend.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing we appreciate more than our fans, which is why during our 25th anniversary, we're giving everyone a reason to celebrate, and then some. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal, that's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. It's the meal that's practically begging for jubilation. So, when you're finished enjoying your daughter's first musical recital, attending your high school reunion.
Oh, hi! Who are you again?
And being thankful it's Friday.
We're working through the weekend!
Head down to Zaxby's and celebrate our 25th year with a celebration special meal for a limited time only. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Third and 8 from the 18-yard line. 50 seconds to go. We're in the half. Faulkner takes that snap, looking to throw on the right side, and nearly picked off by Zach Stucker. He'll knock it away incomplete.
He jumped that route. If he'd have caught that, he'd have been gone, too.
Trying to complete it to Jackson Wine. They're going to try a field goal here. Number 82, Adam Berry.
36-yard on.
It's going to be a 35-yarder from the right hash. 46 seconds to go here in the half. Snap back. Kick is up. Kick is going to be go! Just over the crossbar. He couldn't have spared a foot. And North Oldham on the board. 40 seconds to go, 14-3. Collins leads it. You're listening to Fighting Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Back deep for Collins, Roseberry, Maggard, and Murphy. 46 seconds to go here, or 40 seconds to go here in the half. And they'll just squib it, taking the 30-yard line.
Jalen Wilson.
Yep. Wilson returned it pretty much right in his tracks. Try to circle, get in the middle of the field, nothing there. And Collins will have it first and 10, just inside the 30-yard line. Collins still with three timeouts to go, but after turning it over on their last possession, we'll see if they're content just to hand the football off or if they try to go vertical down the field here. JR in the shotgun. Two receivers inside. Roseberry in the backfield with him. He'll turn, he'll hand to Nashon. Nashon through the first of the 40 to the 50. Greg runs to another tackle down inside the 45-yard line to the 43.
Call timeout. Yeah, there you go.
And Collins will use their first timeout of the half. So still with 30 seconds to go here, Scott. Strategy-wise, you still try to run the football. I mean, Bruner, we saw him kick one in this direction 2 weeks ago from 46 yards. That was good for, what, another 7 or 8 yards probably. So taking that, and you'd need another 10 yards or so to kind of get in his range realistically. But how aggressively do you push the football here?
I think you run the football. You know, just keep running it. You had success. You still got two timeouts. You can actually run the football in the middle of the field in 30 seconds with timeouts if you're listening to Coach Dawson. Coach.
But if you didn't have two timeouts,
you shouldn't run the ball.
You should throw it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry. But, you know, just take care of the football. I mean, like you said, you get down to the 30, give Noah a chance here. He seems like the ball go, you know, get a little better distance, a little better push going toward the high school as you're doing away from it, to me.
So definitely going in the direction going to get more distance. All right, so Lucas leads the offense back out. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Collins still two timeouts. They're leading 14-3, trying to add on something here before the half. First and 10 from the 43-yard line of North Oldham. JR takes a snap, drops straight back now being pressured, steps up in the pocket, and will be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. And Collins will be forced to use their second timeout. They'll go for no gain.
The thing you don't want to do is take a sack. Sorry, somebody's asking where we're taking the knee and got confused.
I feel like CJR may just get rid of the football there someplace.
Yeah, gotta get rid of the football. Sorry.
So Collins still with a timeout in their bag with only 22 seconds to go. Still need close to 15 yards, I'd say, to have a decent shot to a field goal. 14-3.
I say you get to the third. You're on senior shot, which is 14 yards.
Right.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Collins offense making its way back onto the field.
Might see some kind of little, maybe a school screen pass here.
Looks like the North Oldham defense maybe a little spread out, a little deeper than they've played the majority of the half, trying not to get beat over their
heads.
JR takes it. Mark Hassel got his hands up, knocked the ball down, trying to hit Dalton Maggard down at about the 35-yard line. So bring up third and 11. 18 seconds to go. Three receivers, two to his left, one to his right. JR takes a snap. In pressure, throws it deep down the right side, well incomplete. Trying to hit Roseberry on maybe a little wheel route. But with pressure and had to get rid of that one a lot earlier than he wanted to get rid of it. And bring up fourth down here. 14 seconds still to go.
With a timeout, you still, if you can get a first down, you know, over the middle, you still had time to call timeout, get the kicker out. So you don't really have to go for, you know, a Hail Mary here.
So fourth and 11, ball at the 44-yard line. JR takes a snap, rolls to his right. Hit as he's throwing, hit incomplete to Maggard, but it's going to depend on the spot. He's going to be well short. Thought he was hit down close to the 30. They're going to mark him out at the 36.
That's an awful spot. He, forward progress is almost a 31.
So 7 seconds to go. That will turn it over on down. JR with a nice throw. It was being hit as he completed that last pass. That was a questionable spot. I still think Dalton was going to be a little bit short. They marked him back upfield about 3 or 4 yards. Faulkner in the shotgun. Last play here of the half, barring a penalty on Collins. Being pressured, and he's going to be sacked by Jalen Stone. And that'll take us to halftime. Collins leads it here, 14-3. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.